Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Well, since my last podcast on Egypt in October, there have been developments on the democracy front there. Even though a new constitution has been written and elections are supposed to happen in 2014, repression and authoritarianism is still very much alive there. First, let's consider the proposed new constitution. It is scheduled to be voted on in mid-January. Does it build democratic institutions? Well, it's hard to tell. There is ambiguity in some of the articles. Now, a constitution should not be overly precise, as it is a guiding framework for self-governance. However, let's look at the context. What's the trust level among the different segments of Egyptian society? Not so high. Consider this. Former President Mohamed Morsi is on trial for inciting murder. He also faces two more trials. There are other members of the Muslim Brotherhood who have been referred to criminal court, including the former parliamentary leader. And this, activists Mohamed Adel, Ahmed Maher, and Ahmed Doma were just recently sentenced to jail. For how long? Each person could serve 3 years. Take Ahmed Maher. He was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. He helped organize protests that led to Mubarak's fall. He defied a new law that made demonstrations contingent upon approval of the police. Moreover, under the new law, a demonstration can be disallowed if it is a threat to order or public safety. Now, that can be appealed, but guess what? Rulings on appeals can occur after the time of the protest. How convenient. And what could legally happen if people defied this law? Police could use birdshot, tear gas, and water cannons. Want to have political protests in places of worship? Nope, that's illegal. There are others who have been arrested for their political activities, including college students. Okay, so in this atmosphere, you want to vote on a new constitution? Egypt should be moving towards more political inclusion and freedom. Perhaps you hold out hope that General al-Sisi will eventually allow genuine democracy to have a chance in Egypt. It's just that he has to play the strong man now. But what is happening now could make a future democratic Egypt more difficult to achieve. New martyrs are being created, and with that, the memory of injustice is passed on to a new generation, and reconciliation becomes that much more difficult, and the cycle repeats itself. Doesn't General al-Sisi realize this? Well, the world can let Egypt know that their moves to curb freedom will not go unnoticed. Thanks for listening, and happy holidays to all my listeners who are celebrating them. And remember to follow me on Twitter. I'm at Redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.